So today, President Obama spoke at the presidential prayer breakfast. He had a lot to say.
We see ISIS, a brutal, vicious death cult that, in the name of religion, carries out unspeakable acts of barbarism. And lest we get on our high horse.
Lest we get on our high horse. Please, please do get on your high horse when it comes to ISIS, America. Not only America, whole world. If this doesn't warrant a moral high horse, nothing does. Anyone could get on a moral high horse above ISIS, ISIL, whatever it is he wants to tell you. Jeffrey Dahmer, the B2K killers, Carla Homolka, could get on their high horse when speaking to ISIS. And I'd say, yeah, I can see it.
Remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ.
Okay, a couple of things. Not all Christians are perfect. Jesus was. We've talked about this. According to what you, the historical context, whether you believe in the Judeo-Christian God or not, not every Muslim is a terrorist. Of course not. Muhammad was. Different starting off point, a little bit. And first, and secondly, to equate the Inquisition, which is terrible, unacceptable, to the retaliatory action of the Crusades is something that people do a lot. They conflate it, removing historical context. I hate that. Okay. But creating a moral equivalency between the Christians of today and ISIS is unreal. Is this real life?
So this is not unique to one group or one religion.
Yes, it is. It is entirely unique to one religion, and specifically right now, one very powerful group in ISIS. It is 100%, statistically, nearly 100, as close as you can get to 100 without being 100% unique. It's opposite day.
I believe that the starting point of faith is some doubt. Not being so full of yourself and so confident that you are right and the God speaks only to us and doesn't speak to others. The God only cares about us and doesn't care about others. That somehow we alone are in possession of the truth.
Okay. I don't even understand what he's trying to say here. Like, did he drink a bucket of salt water? Did he sneak into Joe Biden's medication? I don't. Okay, if you believe in a God and you believe that God wants to communicate with his people, you would have to believe that he is only approving of one's group of actions and disapproving of another. This moral equivalency of, well, we shouldn't believe that God speaks to us in not burning people alive. And then he just maybe, we're going to say what? He doesn't speak to ISIS? Like he's not telling them, go burn them alive? What? I don't understand what he's saying here. It doesn't make any sense. The overarching principle that he's going with is trying to create a moral equivalency between, namely Christians, he invokes Christ a lot, but everyone else in Islam. But let's go with his premise, Christians. Sure, there are some Christians out there who don't believe, you know, in gay marriage. Granted, there are even some who support Chick-fil-A. ISIS does this. To equate what Christians in America believe or do with the actions of ISIS or Islamic terrorist groups, and I've never said this before about Barack Obama, but I don't believe he's an ignorant person. I don't believe he's a stupid person. But to equate the two is downright evil, or it paves the way for incredible evil. If he actually believes that there is a moral equivalency between buying your coffee at Chick-fil-A because you like where the owner stands, or writing in a ballot saying, hey, I think a marriage should be a man, woman, and child, or saying, hey, I don't think you should be able to abort a baby past the third trimester. If he believes that that is on the same moral ground, lest you get on your high horse, as ISIS, that's evil. And that's the first time I've said that. It's incredible. This is incredible. You really should watch the whole video. We have it up at louderwithcrowder.com. If you like this video, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It doesn't cost anything. And if you didn't like this, it doesn't get much better. But if you're ISIS watching, go fornicate yourselves.